Also coming up on Current State, we will announce today's winner of the Symphonies Across Michigan package, which was our daily incentive yesterday here during our spring fundraising session. So that will be coming up later in the hour. If you contributed to WKAR yesterday, you're automatically registered for a season of symphony tickets to the Jackson, Ann Arbor, or Lansing Symphony Orchestras. We will announce the winner just before we wrap up the program here, just before the top of the hour. You just heard us talk about our next pop-up stories event. The theme of our most recent storytelling event at the Broad Art Museum last month was Lucky Break. Today's story comes from Jeffrey Ford. Jeffrey grew up the subject of taunts and ridicule, but a lucky break helped him turn his self-image around and propel him toward a life as an advocate for people just like him.
Retard, retard, you're so stupid, you can't even talk right. Such viciously cruel words are amongst the earliest of my childhood memories. I used to come home from school every day, an emotional wreck, never wanting to leave the safety of my home ever again. Whoever said that sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me, must never have been bullied as a small child, because words can hurt, humiliate, and has tragically caused far too many young children, teenagers, and adults to commit suicide instead of withstanding another day, another moment of that pain. And I have to tell you, I'm very familiar with that pain. I'm autistic. I have Asperger's syndrome, which is an autism spectrum disorder. And because the world and other people often don't make a whole lot of sense to me, I decided to go see a psychologist to see if maybe those children were right. Maybe I wasn't all that intelligent, or was I as intelligent as I thought I was. My psychologist gave me the Western Adult Intelligence Scale IQ exam. The day of the exam, I was terrified. I was shaking, I was nervous, I was a mess. I took the exam, and quite honestly, it seemed pretty simple to me, but what if I didn't do as well as what I thought? Who would I be then? The following week, when I got my results, I was even a bigger basket case. She gave me my results, and as it turned out, I failed to score in the normal range. I guess that doesn't really surprise me because there's not too much normal about me anyway. So I was surprised when she told me, though, that my IQ is in the 99.9th percentile, which means that if you threw a party and invited, say, a little over 1,000 of your closest friends, that statistically speaking, I'd be the one with the highest IQ. I took a chance. I dared to test my limits, and it has made all the difference in my life. I did what anybody would do upon learning that news. I joined 15 different high IQ societies. I know what you're thinking, why 15? I wanted to remain humble and not appear too braggadocious. I'm a member of Mensa, the 999 Society, and I also belong to the World Genius Directory, which is the who's who of the high IQ world. Every year, the World Genius Directory has an election to determine who the genius of the year will be for America, Asia, and Europe. And in January of this year, I was honored in Michigan's House of Representatives for being named the World Genius Directory 2016 Genius of the Year for America. Thank you. I've taken my story, and I write now exclusively about autism to help give other families hope. Because when I was younger, you couldn't have seen the genius. It was locked inside of someone who was so scared, I had a very hard time coming out of myself. But you know what I've learned? I'm also an author who's been read by millions of people. What I've learned from all the feedback that I've received is that my story is not at all unique. My story is your story too, because it's our differences that make every single one of us special. Think about it for a moment. Who has ever fallen madly, head over heels, passionately in love with someone because that person reminded you of everybody else you ever met in your life? Nobody, that's who. You only fall head over heels in love with someone if they touch you in a unique way that magically touches your heart. And who's ever climbed to the pinnacle of their profession by thinking and doing things exactly like everybody else? Again, the answer is nobody. You have to dare to be different if you're ever going to dare to be great. And please, don't ever believe that you have to be a genius or that you have to be perfect in order to make a difference in this world, because you don't. You only need to be perfectly you. Thank you.
We've got another pop-up stories coming soon, by the way. We hope you can join us at Scene Metro Space in East Lansing Thursday, April 21st for stories on the theme, Fools Rush In. If you want to tell your own story, we'd be happy to have you. Email us at currentstate@wkar.org. You can also stay up to date on all of our upcoming events by liking our Facebook page at Pop-Up Stories Lansing.